Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
And a very warm welcome to all of you. Mike Cavalli here, and joining you and me around the table is the light side of shadow work. Now, it's a topic that I wanted to add some clarity to, as many people can get a bit confused with this and even a little bit terrified when they hear the phrase such as shadow work. But the truth is, a big part of healing and finding more peace is doing shadow work. That is facing those inner demons, facing those parts of ourselves that we'd rather shove in a box and pretend that they didn't exist. Psychologist Carl Jung refers to our deepest wounds that have us believing we're flawed, unlovable, undeserving people, and a lot more, I dare suggest. It was him that phrased this term, shadow work. These feelings hinder us also in our spiritual work. To work as a medium, a psychic, or a tarot reader, for example, is important to acknowledge the good, the bad, and the ugly side of ourselves. In this way, we free ourselves from the power of our shadow. With this thinking, I would suggest, would also apply to anyone who wants to change their life, who wants to make changes for more peaceful, loving, and enjoyable life. I think it's important to understand that all emotions make up who we are, our character, and by not acknowledging them, we cannot live a complete life. Largely, I think societal pressure has told us it's bad to have those thoughts, and you're encouraged to bury them deep, deep, deep inside you. So shadow work is partially understanding that no emotions are bad, and that they actually do need to be addressed. So I would like to offer some possibilities in how to work with this, to free yourself from the fear and worry, and of course, the program installed into you at a tender age about how to deal with your emotions. And for men, we know what this is, real men don't cry, and so on and so forth. Now, in dealing with the shadow work, it is necessary to dedicate a little more time to this than perhaps other issues. We need to ask ourselves questions and need the space in our mind to really think about the question and our response. We should always ask ourselves, what am I feeling? What am I feeling about this situation? The answer will come for sure, but it is important to be patient, and the hardest thing of all is to be honest with ourselves with the response. Another example might be, do people who don't mind asking others for something or don't mind putting themselves forward, do they annoy you? Well, it could just be that deep down inside of you, you have some unresolved issues where as a child you were told, don't be so selfish, always thinking of yourself, or you're too big-headed. Who do you think you are to have the right to ask for this or that? Well, tonight we're going to put this all to bed once and for all and start the process of working on our shadow. Well, I think, firstly, it is important to understand that the shadow work is not just one thing. There are many shadows to us, and we must deal with them individually. And there will always be more shadows reappearing. The new ones, however, will be easier to, as you will know and be able to recognize them before they get buried. So doing this shadow work, it is important to show compassion towards yourself, to look beyond blame. therefore we are looking for solutions and not for blame. After all, the blame game is part of what keeps your dark side re-emerging from time to time. So I'd like to take a look for a moment at the inner child, because childhood traumas or the way we are parented or educated can result in deep wounds that in turn create behavioral and emotional patterns that even the most aware person may be unaware of. It's that simple. And if you don't know about it, how can you fix it? You can't, in short. So once we have identified a particular shadow, offer that younger you some compassion or love. Consider replacing that experience of the younger you by offering the younger you the experience that you wanted. Now, that will surely make you feel good and can do a lot of repairing. It really is a role-playing experience. And if you do this, without doubt, you'll begin to feel shifts coming through. So maybe those angry outbursts for no apparent reason will start to disappear as you get to the heart of the issue. Now, I mentioned in the past that there's only one way in life to resolve issues, to bring joy into your life, and that is love and gratitude. And yes, I really do understand when you say, easy for you to say, Mike, you're not in my position. That's true. But one can also argue that you understandably, using me as an example, don't know what position I've come from, for that matter, anyone else. And they have to pull themselves through. The point I'm making is that even in our darkest moments, when we feel that we just cannot go anywhere, we cannot go forward, as long as we have the will to do this, we can move forward. And somebody steps into your life that can help you do this in some shape or form. Now, one can argue that this thinking is a perfect example of the dark side or the shadow. It keeps us powerless in a very subtle way by distracting us from solutions. And we do not recognize it as shadow or dark, possibly because, once again, what we've read about the shadow. But the shadow work is woo-woo, and we shouldn't go there. Best not touch it, and so on and so forth. Of course, even if you've tried and tried to resolve the shadow and can't, you're out of sorts, well, you can always try this. Understand that the peace you are looking for in your heart comes from loving every part of your journey, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It is true that we can heal the past in the present, and we can heal the present from changing the past. This is the magnitude of our power when we come to realize it. This is an amazing adventure into self-discovery. And with time, patience and courage, your higher self will slowly reveal to you the amazing person that you are. It will be done in steps, because the truth is, we would not be able to handle it in one big, powerful leap. An example of this is, why is it that so many people who win 20, 30 million on the lottery end up in 2 years with nothing again? That's an awful amount of power and an awful lot of money to be entrusted with. And some people can't handle it. But I am pretty sure if they was to receive this money in smaller chunks, where you can actually see it disappearing, for example, then I think quite a lot of people would learn how to manage and control that finance a bit better. And this is the same with our emotions. If we were given the answer in one great big foul swoop, we probably couldn't cope with it. And so it's therefore, I would suggest, partially to do for our protection that we are given this opportunity in stages. So, okay, I've done enough talking. We're going to Alabama, and then we're going to Massachusetts, and then there's an internet number, I think, which I'm not sure what it is, and then I think we're going to Florida, and then we'll see where we go from there. Let's go to Alabama. Hello, you're through to Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Kimberly. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Kimberly?
Good.
Good. How can we help you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in the topic that you're talking about with the inner child, because that's how I broke through through my healing, when I figured out why I was acting the way I did, because I really didn't love myself.
Right.
So
right.
Now I'm on this path of loving myself and understanding spiritual law. And my question to you is,
yeah,
spiritually, what is my purpose? Because I'm really into healing, and I'm drawn to herbal and mind healing. And I was just wondering, what do you get from that?
Yeah, I mean, the healing thing came straight away, and healing comes, as you're fully aware, in many shapes and forms. I don't think there's actually one thing to you. I do feel at the present, it is more to do. Now, this isn't psychology, but there's a certain amount of psychology involved in it, and I feel this is more to do with talking and expressing how to get, as we was just talking about, getting the inner child out of them. I think this would be an important part of your healing work. At the moment, I don't see herbs and things like this as a big part of it. I think that can come and can be used as a tool, but I really see you as more of a hands-on type of person, and it's your personality. It's that one-to-one kind of approach. There's a lot of trust with you. When people meet you, there's a lot of trust, and I feel people will want to talk to you, will want to feel that they can express to you problems with in the sanctity of a non-judgmental environment. And I think this is where your strength really is. So it's more to do with listening, but I also think spiritual healing is something that you can offer people. How do you feel about that? Is that the direction that you was figuring you was going?
Yes. I was looking at becoming a psychologist, a counselor,
okay.
A therapist.
Okay. Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about.
Right. I mean, the two go hand in hand, actually, I think, at a certain level, especially if we're looking at healing the inner child. As you know from your experience, it, a lot of things really, really do start from there. Sometimes
yes.
It's not tragic. It just needs to be understood, and then we're free.
Right.
Other times there are deep wounds, deep wounds that need to be healed. And so it probably comes as no surprise that you've managed to do this, and I think on your own, pull yourself out of this on your own and understand this,
mm-hmm.
because this is a perfect example of how you can show other people, look, I've done it, you can do it. And
right.
I think this is a perfect thing for you. I think it will start off something as a part-time thing. I feel the opportunity will come at some point if you want to do this professionally. I do see that. I do see a need for it. People are very wounded at the moment, and they don't understand why. It's also an energy shift that the truth is coming out in all things, you know, in this world at the moment. And so people are experiencing actually quite a lot of their own truth, and they don't realize it. So this causes an enormous amount of anxiety. But with the energy shifts that we're going through, I want to say to you, has something come to you from spirit in sleep state about this? Because I was just given this in sleep state. You've been given some kind of information that they talk about a download, actually. They've downloaded information to you in sleep state about possible avenues that you could take this. Have you been aware of that?
Yes, I've been getting names, and I've been seeing symbols, yes.
Okay, and talking of names, because I've had this chap around with me all day. If it isn't for you, and if somebody else can understand it, please tell me. I got the name. It sounded like Dylan or Dylan, something like this. It's been around with me since I've started meditating, and he just spoke.
I've gotten the name Elam. That's
Elam.
The name that I've been getting, Elam. Elam.
Yeah. Elam. Okay. So you see, I wouldn't have known that name. They gave me the nearest to it, Dylan.
Right.
Or Dylan. Yeah.
Right.
So, okay. Well,
right.
Oh, yeah. And I got the shiver down. So this guy's has been around. So I don't know who he is. Are you aware of who he is? Or
no,
could be a,
I have
could
no
be a
idea.
Guide.
No.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all benevolent around you. That's for sure. Well, you know, let's see if I can very briefly find out what. Okay. Look, I think this person is around you to help you. I think help you decide an avenue you want to go. I think this person is a very okay. religious person when he was on the earth plane, quite a religious, quite a pious person, a Bible reader. This person comes through mm-hmm. here. And so he brings that in his own way. I know religion and spirituality are often seen different, but in this case, he really brings the power of the God force, the source. That's what it is. And he brings it through this way. So I think he'll be working with you for a little bit, but I don't think he's permanent with you. But you're getting them all in place now. And so your journey is ready. And before I go, are you aware of someone in spirit that their lip sort of, I wouldn't say turned in towards their teeth, but it certainly doesn't protrude out. It's a very strange feeling I'm getting. It's almost like their gums are holding on to their teeth, the top
yes.
end of their teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this person's popped in as well. So I think that you're going to have the team around you also. And I don't know if your grandmother's in the spirit world, but I think this lady was a healer as well in a very quiet way. I don't think she was really allowed to really shout from the rooftops what she did, but I think she's here. And I think this is the lady that would have worked with herbs and spices and concoctions and things like this. And I think this is where you're getting the influence from. Are you aware of a grandmother figure, or is it a great grandmother figure?
Yes.
It's grandmother.
Great-grandmother, yes.
Great-grandmother,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, look,
yes.
you come from a family of healers and God knows what else. So, in many ways, you've got no choice. I'm beginning to feel that you really came to the earth plane to do this, to do this work. And whatever you've been doing up to now, it seems that chapter is now closed. You've completed that task. And as with so many healers, and mediums and channels, they have some earthly things they need to do, such as myself as well, before we now set on the path that we've really come down on the earth to do. So it can only be good for you. And the world needs people like you. So I wish you well with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And look, please call back in and let me know how you're getting on at some point.
I will. I definitely
Lovely.
Will. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye-bye now.
You too. Bye.
Bye. There we go. Okay, let's go to our second caller up in, if I can connect you. There we go. Massachusetts. Hello, you're through to Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Christina. Yes, I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts.
There we go. Okay. You do remember the song they wrote about Massachusetts, don't you? And the lights all went down in Massachusetts. That was
no,
a song.
No,
yeah,
it's a
famous Bee Gees song. And the lights all went down in Massachusetts. So back in the 60s, that one was just turning into the 70s. Yeah, they don't stop playing
it
on these retro music stations. But anyway, so I don't know why I've just waffled on about this. Let's see, how can we help you today?
I love it. So I'm kind of at my midlife, you know, like changing of the guard experience of, you know, where am I going kind of thing. And I know, like, we're in the middle of this kind of a foggy energy right now, but
right.
And I'm open to anything that's coming my way, but I just don't really know what's going on. I'm actually really cleaning my space today, and I'm
right.
trying to reset for tomorrow. I guess I just want to go with, along with, you know, like, if you could tune in and get any insights and
okay.
what you thought,
right.
or if you had questions there.
Yeah. I mean, let's have a look at this. Again, the feeling that I get coming through here is, again, I'm not sure yet, but there's a purpose. You're coming into your life now to do your purpose. can be confusing. Of course it can be confusing. It causes chaos because actually at the moment, thank you, the heart and mind, how can I put this? It seems that the mind is still focusing on the earthly things that we need to do, but the heart is pulling you in the direction where we need to go, and it's causing a little bit of an imbalance. But that's okay, because that story is coming to an end as well. I just want to give you this before I go on, because he popped in, and an old-fashioned friary monk just popped in. So I don't know if you... Have you been aware of this person being around you at all?
There was an unexpected being in my room the other night. I got up to use the restroom, and then I came back in. It was pitch black, but I totally sensed a large, not scary, but I was kind of shocked. I was
sort of like,
whoa, I didn't know you're coming in here.
Like, sorry. I've got a little bit of a shiver here, so I'm going to go with this is who you had here. And I think he's here also to offer you protection and direction also on a spiritual path. There's a lot of religious people coming in today, it seems. But so he's here to offer you this. So I feel also with you that I think there's a little bit more. Sorry, I'll take that. There's a little bit more to you to this dealing with. I've got to say it again. It's all to do with real consciousness, real higher consciousness, and other life forms that didn't enter the earth plane, that are not even human. Again, I use the word download. Information's coming to you. Are you aware that you are getting information from other life forms? It could be angels, guardian angels, or dare I say the word aliens. I don't like that word because we're all aliens, but life that didn't that hasn't existed on this planet, let's put it that way.
Sure, I understand. I try to spend time in nature when I can. I don't always get out there, but over the past 20 or so years, I've been interested in developing or working with my guides and angels, or in a good way, creating artworks through paintings and drawings that kind of taps people's subconscious into awakeness. But I haven't been able to formulate that, and so honestly I was thinking about just getting rid of everything and just cleaning my plate, because I just don't have an idea of what to do with all I have lots of paintings and half finished things, but I don't know their purpose anymore, and I'm kind of tired of hanging on to them.
Well, I wouldn't get rid of them. I'd put them in a box and just put "for later" written on the box. If you've got room, just get rid of them. I do think you've moved on from what I would call psychic drawings and things like this. I feel there's something else for you, some bigger for you. And rather than mediumship, I think it's channeling. I don't know in America if there is actually a difference, but mediumship is actually what I do, communicating with the spirit world, and they give little messages. But channeling is more with you sitting down at the computer, a typewriter, allowing the information to go in and typing it all out, and then sharing with everyone that information that you've been given. So it's not really connected with bringing a loved one through like what I do. It's more with universal information that's coming through you. That's what I feel is your task. And I have someone here, it's either Karen, Colin, or Carly, something like that. The name was very quick. They're coming through here. I don't know if you know who they are, but it sounded so quick. It was either a Karen or a Carly or a Colin or something like this. If you can't take it, don't worry, just hold on to it. But I'm pretty sure that's for you. So there you are. That's what I feel that you should be doing. Does that resonate with you, downloading information? And I mean, you're going to get some weird stuff, you're going to get some stuff that's going to go make you think, is this my imagination or not? But I feel this is what you're setting yourself up to do, and you're not alone with this. There's lots of people now that are beginning to do this. I'm not one of them. This is my field. but I feel this is where you are. Have you felt that inspiration to do that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I guess like when you said before, like the mind is fighting the heart, like part of me is like I just want to be stable financially. If not, you know, I'm not looking to like, I don't mind sharing, you know, my resources. I'm tired of not being, I mean, I've been through the single mom thing. You know, taking too many student loans, like so many people, but like I'm trying to understand like how does the spiritualness part of this, of this existence of time, how does it work in this context? Because I'm just working a meaningless job and just enjoying my time because I don't really know what the heck is going on.
Well, I mean, one of the most important things is to enjoy. It is to enjoy life. And when you enjoy life, you see just loads of avenues have opened up to you. And I feel they've opened up very quickly. You talk about, you know, being a bit fed up and putting things away. I think that's more of a clearing because you've suddenly seen different avenues, maybe three or four different avenues that have just appeared to you. And this is a new you now. This is a new perception of you. I want to ask you this. Have you woken up recently and just felt different? Because that's what's coming through. You know, you've just woken up. They're saying you've woken up different. You felt different when you've woken up. It was like a, you know, everything's the same, but something's different. Yeah, this is the download. This is the new information. But it's important with you. And they also tell me that, you know, you just mentioned about going to single mothers and things like that. Somebody's just, you know, with their hand gone, bah, you know, as if you don't need that. That seems to be creating more problems and anxiety. You know, it's sort of, if anything, you should be leading it, not being part of it. You should be leading it. And it's
so
things
that
you,
it's in the past,
I mean, really, I don't know if it costs anything. Even if it costs $20, I would suggest put some makeup on, put your best clothes on, go and buy the most expensive cup of coffee you can, and really feel like a lady. I think that would be the best therapy you could have in that respect. So this is it. Understand, this is the clearing out of the old. It causes confusion. Understand your own power a little bit more. You're stepping into your own power now, I sense. And it's just a bit uneasy. It will be a bit uneasy at first because it's the energy is all over the place. But I think you're going to start, if this is what you want to do, energy is going to be downloaded and you'll start receiving it. And you can type it and, you know, it might come in bits and pieces first of all. It might not make sense at all at first, but then you can edit it. Just put the information down and then they'll help you put it in the right phrases and the right paragraphs. You only have to do a little bit at the time, and you will find that your hands will go quicker on that computer or writing than it's ever done before, because they'll be helping this with you. So I feel it's an exciting time for you. And yes, you know, we often think that spiritual people should go around namaste and not charging for everything and giving themselves, you know, endlessly. No, we need to have resource for ourselves. We need to have fun in our life. And most importantly, we need to make sure we got the right people around me. And they bring me to this final thing for you. If you do not feel inspired with the circle that you've got, you haven't got a circle, you've got a cage. Okay, so you might have to reconsider, getting around inspired people that think like you, and I've got a meetup group, for example, and tomorrow between 4 and 7, we meet, and it's talk all things spiritual, where people can talk about what they want in a friendly, non-judgmental environment, and they get to express themselves and come out of themselves, and they start to find their path. I think this is something perhaps you should consider doing, but certainly be in a circle where you're not in a cage, where you're free. And then all this unfolds for you. And I think, you know, you've got a job to do. And I think take your time, and it will unfold for you. And I think you want to meet some more channelers rather than mediums, people channeling information from the universe. These are the sort of people. I think you'd get a real buzz out of that because the conversations can be quite deep, and I think you like quite deep, profound conversations, as well as a giggle. You like a laugh, but you like, you know, let's get down to the meat and the bones of this, and the, you know, talk about the multiverse and parallel dimensions and all this stuff. This will all be downloaded to. I'm getting excited as I speak about it. So, you know, this is all coming to you. So, you know, enjoy. There you go.
Okay, thank you so much. I have to admit, I just ended a relationship a few months ago. He said to me, he's like, I don't want to let you go. And I'm like, you don't really have a choice. You know, so I'm in his life still, but I don't have, he doesn't, you know, he wants more from me than I'm willing to be part of anymore. So I'm like, well, that's the way it is, you know.
You see, he may have to grow very quick to get up to your vibration, and then you might reconsider. But if he doesn't get up to your vibration, then you know, yes, we've got the result we have right now.
Yeah.
And this, incidentally, is why a lot of just, I say, quote unquote, normal relationships start to go wrong, because one person grows at a faster rate than the other. But when you're on a spiritual path like yourself, I mean, it just goes, you know, manic. And if you're with somebody that isn't so much on a spiritual path, they're left bamboozled by it all. You know, oh, you've changed.
Yeah.
You're not the same person. Thank you. I know.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Mike. You helped me just relax and just be
really feel
a lot better.
Good stuff.
Thank you so much. Really,
you're
truly
welcome.
Appreciate your time.
Take
You're
care.
Welcome. Be well.
Have a good one. Bye-bye now. Bye. There we go. What a lovely lady. Okay, let's go to, I don't know who this is, but we shall soon find out. Hello, you're through to Mike.
Hi, how are you? This is Dejan.
Hello, Dejan. How are you? Dejan, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah. How are we doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm planning on quitting my job a few weeks. I wanted to know if you see me getting a new job anytime soon. Because right now I'm in college, and I'm going to graduate next month, so I just...
Okay, let's have a look here. Something over this end has just popped in, so I don't know. I have to give it. It could be one or two things. But do you know somebody on the other side who either had very poor vision or lost their sight? Because they just made me put my fingers over my eyes. If you don't know anyone, then this would be symbolic of a message that they would want to give to you, which I think would be, I don't know. Has somebody made you an offer that's too good to be true recently, or something like this? Because the feeling is at the moment I wouldn't quit the job just yet. So I'm just wondering what's going on here. Does that make sense to you or not at all? It doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. I'm just trying to work out what's going on here.
No one's made me an offer just yet. I'm not exactly sure who the other person who has the eye vision.
Okay.
Though, at least I can't remember who I can think of.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, what I would try and do is try and tie up a new job before you quit the other one. I feel, see, because what comes through is that you're a common sense person. You're somebody that's got a lot of common sense, and it just seems that this decision is just a little bit out of synchronization with your normal feelings. So that's why I'm feeling that there's been something that's changed that isn't in your circumstances around you that's pushed you to do this. And so it's just a case of be careful with it. Look, there's nothing untoward or anything like this. It's just the feeling that comes through from the other side is that at the moment they would prefer that if you just stuck this out just a little bit longer, in the very least until you have a definite offer somewhere else. Now, having said all this, if you do decide to quit your job, they'll support you with it in the best way you can, and you know nothing's going to happen, you're not going to be homeless or anything like this, but you might put a little bit more stress on yourself because funds, they tell me, don't tell me there'd be no funds, but the funds would be reduced, so you know, so income would be coming in from somewhere, they're not telling me where, but so, yes, so I would just act with caution with this. Is this something that you've been thinking about also?
Yes, I mean, I've been thinking about it for a few weeks back, I think, because I'm going to graduate from college next month, so that's why I'm trying to figure out how to get like a newer, better-paying job, that's why.
Right. Okay. Okay. So that's why there's the cautionary thing. There on the side of caution, and that's probably why they're telling me that you know, money will come in and you'll have funds because you will be qualified, and people are always looking for qualified people. So, you know, if you're out of work, you will find a little bit of work. The question is, you know, is this better the devil you know until you find exactly what you want. That's just the kind of thing that they want you to go through your mind with at the moment. But I think everything's on course for you. I don't sense any anxiety around here. I feel things are just going to flow along as they do with you. Not a particularly fast rate, but they just move. And I think it will continue. Sorry, you was about to say something.
Did you get like a timing on when I would probably might receive a new job offer?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I don't see, you know, this is a very strange feeling because I tell you what I'm saying. At the moment, I don't see a job offer, but I can feel that there's a job offer coming pretty swiftly. I don't know. I want to give you about 3 to 4 weeks, although this hasn't been, as I say, it feels like you haven't even applied for this yet. So that's why it's standing way back. But they're giving me the feeling that there's something already there. This is a very confusing reading, I have to say.
I understand, yeah.
You understand that?
I actually haven't, yes. Actually haven't applied for anything just yet, though.
Right, okay. So, you know, I think we can sort of deduct from this that when you do apply for something, that, you will get something. I think we can sort of deduct that because, as I say, I do sense, I don't actually ever see you being out of work. Ever, you know, you might be out of work temporarily, say 10 years down the line or something, till the next job kicks in or something like that. But I don't see you as somebody that's going to be weeks and weeks and months and months and months out of work, or somebody that's going to be made redundant constantly. Your energy doesn't show any of that at all around you, because you're the person that just goes to work, knuckles down, gets it done, no fuss, bum, bum, bum. And people like this, and you're not a gossiper. You don't gossip, and this is all very good. So start applying for these jobs immediately when you get the opportunity, and know that one's going to come in pretty quickly. Just be aware, though, of being cautious about resigning the post you're in. Is it a time factor that you have to hand your notice in at a certain time? Or not?
No, there isn't.
No. Well, I would hang on to that. And the other reason, energetically, is while you're actually in work energy, then that energy continues to flow. If you was to resign your post, then you break the work energy. And so, if you like, the universe has to start building up again. But while you're in work, you're still in the game. And it's much easier, as we all know, just on an earthly level, much easier to find work and the position you want when you're actually in work as opposed to not being in work. So just hang on to that. That is coming through a little bit stronger now. Just hang on to that so that, I wouldn't advise to leave just yet, just purely from that energetic point of view. And if time is not of the essence, then it would be a good thing for you to do. I hope that makes sense with you and helps sort out a little bit of conflict that you're having with heart and mind.
It does, actually. It does a lot, actually. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Look, is there anything else that I could help you with, by the way, while you're there?
I guess there's also been like a little bit of a relationship question, but I'm not sure if you have enough time to answer that or not.
Yeah, very briefly.
Do you see me and this other girl named Scarlett getting into a relationship?
Scarlett. Okay, let's have a look here. Okay. Okay. Let's have a take a deep breath here. Okay. Right. Okay. I think it's possible with her. I think you have to work a little bit more. I feel with this person, she likes the chase a little more, not in a bad way, not in a nasty. She's not messing about with you, but likes the chase a little bit more and the enthusiasm and likes a little bit of the game that needs to be played. I think you can do this with her. I'm not sure what the distance is, whether she's there or not, or you're miles apart or something. But there's a distance there. I think
we live in two different states.
Oh, right. Okay. You see, these things are okay. I lived in a different country to my wife when we were first married. And I used to commute every Friday to be with her. So distance isn't a problem. It's maintaining the energy, the romance, the dating energy when you're far apart like that. So in this case, this is also something where you would have to lead. You'd have to be the leader here, and she would enjoy that. She likes not an alpha male, but she likes the feeling that she's being wanted and the fact that you're out of state, for example. It's quite impressive that you're prepared to, follow up and pursue this despite the distance. So I think she'd like that. That's why I feel that yes, you can make this work. Another reason not to quit your job, by the way. I've just been informed. So yes, I feel that can work. Bit of a challenge. Nowhere near impossible. That doesn't come into it. Just a challenge, that's all. And the question would be is, would you want to add that challenge to your life on top of everything else that you're trying to sort out? And if you think it's worth it, then go for
right.
it, because that energy will really give you a lot more motivation to do other things as well. So, when you're happy and joyful and in the love creative energy, we can move mountains. We're literally, we can do so much. And so that can only be a good thing for you and for her. So, and she'll open up a bit more to you as well, because she's not, I see her laughing and giggling, but she doesn't tell you too much about herself. She diverts it back to you. This is the feeling I'll get when you really get to communicate with her. So trust has got to be built with her. But I think, why not? Why not pursue it if that's what you want to do? Yeah?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Look forward to hearing from you again, seeing how this all unfolds for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Okay, let's go over to Florida. Hello, through to Mike. Hello, hello.
Hi, Mike. This is Cindy. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Cindy. How are you?
I'm very well, Cindy. You sound bubbly. You sound cheerful.
Okay, Yep, let me get off my Bluetooth so you can hear me better also.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. I've called into a few shows, but I think I called in a little late. You had so many callers at the beginning that
I've
been looking. Yep, I haven't had a chance to talk to you in a while, so it's good to hear from you.
Good stuff.
I was wondering if you could give me any insight on the work opportunities that I have coming up. If you could pick up, like, which is the best opportunity for me.
Oh, okay. Let's see what's coming through here now. Okay. By the way, do you do line dancing or something like this? Because they're very strange.
No.
Who does the dancing on the other side then? You know, all this stuff all in a row because they've just all come in sort of dancing, all in formation. Isn't that strange?
Symbolic. I don't know.
Okay. Could be symbolic. But anyway, we'll find out what that's all about. It could be something to do with movement and unity and something like this, because they was all, you know, like in line dancing, it's all synchronized.
Okay.
So that's what come through. So, okay, let's see what we've got here. Work-wise, you say there's two opportunities here. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's two opportunities that are somewhat on the table, and neither one of them, you know, there's different situations with both. One involves working here locally, and one involves moving. There's some, you know.
Right.
There's some extenuating circumstances with both.
Right. Okay. Okay. You know, they both seem okay, but and I have to give it to you this way, for peace of mind, the one closer to the home seems the one that, you know, if we had to toss a coin, well, not toss a coin, if we had the absolute 100% choice of which one we want, I'd go to the one closer for home, because at some point in the near distant future, I do feel you're going to be on the move anyway. You know, I think we spoke before about new beginnings, new chapters and stuff like that, and I can still see that. So I think we just want to keep you at the moment grounded, stable,
mm-hmm.
and just in one place, so that all our energy is in one place, because as we know, for the last couple of years, you know, it's been chaos. That's why I feel close to home would be the better option for you. I do sense, though, at some point when you do make your final move, you will be self-employed. You will be doing your own thing that you love. But they're not telling me what this is yet, but I just feel that this, as with the other one, is temporary till you get yourself organized, which is coming. It is coming, because I sense that your mind is a lot clearer now. You can sleep a little bit better now, and all of this stuff, you know, it's when you look back, you think, Jesus, how did I get through all this? So it's really is a time now for you of just, let's take a deep breath and let's just, you know, put our feet on the ground and be stable. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. The job that's close by. The job that's close by will be working for someone else, probably by the hour. The pay hasn't been discussed yet.
Right. Yeah.
And they're waiting on some contracts to buy some property that they want me to do some work on, tractor work.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
That has been delayed a little bit because they're trying to get some contracts and licenses in place, permits. I think I'll make less money and put in more hours doing this.
Yeah.
Then the other opportunity was to move to a new location and partially work for somebody else as I'm getting started, and that them also helping me build a business in that area, but there's people around them that don't want me to do that.
Yeah.
They're trying to put roadblocks up, so it's not going to be a real hospitable environment.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I was actually going to say, that ain't going to happen because there's going to be too many obstacles in the way there. And I would just feel that don't even waste your energy there, you know, just put it where we think we're going to get the money. It's about the money now for you, you know. Let's put our finger where we
can. Well, that's what I was thinking in the long run. That would probably be more money and building my own business. But because of the, you know, the roadblocks from specific people involved in the situation.
I mean,
jealous.
What come through was protective. For some reason, protective. I don't know if it's their pitch, their plot or whatever, but they want to protect their little angle. Thank you. And they don't want, and I'll give you the word, outsiders coming in, you know. So to me, what I can see is that in the short term, you know, you might be working a little bit harder for money.
Are you there? Okay, you cut out a little bit. Okay, how long do you see this? How long do you see me staying here in this job then once it starts? You're cutting out a little bit, Mike. Are you there? Are you there? You're cutting in and out a little bit.
Okay, I can hear you perfectly
clearly. Now you're
clearly.
Good. Okay, now you're coming in now you're coming in perfect again. Okay. I don't know why you're cutting in and out. Mike? Can you hear me? I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. Now you're coming in again. Yeah, wherever.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
So
perfect.
There we go. Third time lucky. Let's have a go.
thank you.
That's okay. This would be like a shortage term contract, something like 3 to 4 months, but it'll be extended. Because there'll be a lot more stuff that needs to be done, and you'll be able to negotiate a better rate of pay. The whole important thing about this is better to take a little less money with a certain degree of surety to help put some dollars in the bank that builds up strength. We know energetically it makes you feel more powerful, makes you feel self-esteem raises, so and so and so forth, and then you'll be able to continue forward. They keep bringing the horses into me, so I know you're going to be back working with horses. For anyone's listening, we've had a communication before about horses, so I want to just have clarity with that. You will be working with horses again. You will be working with what you love again. This is, you know, is gonna start. But it's sometimes to get where we need to get to, we can't start where we want to start. We have to start in another place. And I think the important thing for you is dollars at the moment. Dollars. We've got to get those dollars in, and so that we can start to flex our muscles and begin to feel free again, as in the nature. So that's what we got there for you with it. I hope that makes sense to you.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, do you see a time frame? Do you see when they're going to finally close on these contracts and get the permits in place so I can actually, when I'll actually be able to start working?
Right, yeah. They're not showing me any delays or anything untoward again, you know. There's a little bit of a lapsidaisy attitude with someone. I don't know if this is just government office or something like this, but I feel it's quite imminent. I don't think we're looking at 6 weeks or anything like this. I just think it's you know, due process now, and it's going to come pretty soon. what can I say? I'm reluctant to give a time because I know how our government bureaucracy works. But I mean, right. we're looking. Okay, let's say a maximum of 6 weeks, but I think it's going to be a lot sooner than that, and I think it's going to dribble in. So the first bit will come in, and you'll be able to start doing stuff. So I don't think all the permits are going to be in all in one great big lump, as it were. So, you know, this is what I think will happen. It'll come in bit, you know, dribs and drabs, as we say. But initially, the first one will start coming in pretty immediately. But I would just also keep your eye on the ball and send these future employees, you know, a note to say, just give them an update with what you're doing and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Let them know you're in the game and you're not going away and so on and so forth. And I think you'll be okay with this. I really feel we're over that hill that we spoke about a long time ago, and now we're on the the right trajectory with all of this. So, I can hear it in your voice as well, the energy that's coming out of your voice. There is, the stress levels are completely down with you,
definitely.
Yeah, it's good. You're good to go.
I've been looking at also for investments to get some like little larger chunks of money coming in, looking at some lots, some property that are owner financed with zero down. They're small monthly payments that maybe I could get one, clean it up, mow it, you know, just do whatever I can to improve it as much as I can and put it right back on the market to flip it and just you know, add a couple thousand dollars so I can make a small amount, but a little larger chunk on each one to kind of start building my little nest egg again. That being a good idea for me to do that? Is now a good time to do that?
Yeah. I mean, it's straight away. It seemed like a very, very good idea. Just, you know, make sure that you don't stretch yourself and find yourself, you know, financially stretched again. And, you know, just make sure that if you can't flip it quickly, can you afford to continue the payments? But it's a very good idea to make some quick money from a very short term investment, as it were. Yes, thank you. You certainly have the brain to do this, because there's someone in spirit who was very quite brainy, quite the businessman that you knew. And this was a man that I've got here in spirit, and he's an elderly man, an elderly gentleman. He would have been the brains. He would have been the number cruncher. And I think this is a family member. So he sort of stepped in here. He's sort of ears pricked up at this point, and he stepped himself in. Yes, it's an amazing opportunity. The only caveat to this is, if for some reason you can't flip it, can you rent it, or can you continue with the payments? Till such times. Other than that, nothing down, and sort of pay as you go type of thing is a dream opportunity. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not look into that seriously? And you know, if it's a success, which I'm sure it will be, because you know the areas and everything, you know, this is empowering. This is what you've been looking for, to be doing what you want to do on your own. But You'll end up back with the horses anyway. They keep coming in.
Good.
So,
that's my ultimate goal that I'm trying to get back to.
Yeah.
Doing that.
So there we are. Look,
very nice.
The clock's run out. So we'll have to meet and talk again some other time.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike. That was very, very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so happy for you that you've turned this corner now. It's been deserved. And, you know, for anybody that's listening, this is somebody here that has got through the darkest of moments and is a testimony to her strength, and also to show what we can do if we really persevere and believe in ourselves. So there we are. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. And we'll speak soon. So you have a good one.
Okay, thank you. You
bye
too.
Bye now. Bye. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, we've just about run out of time on today's show, but I'll be back next week with two new shows and two new topics. But I hope today that we have, in the very least, taken one giant leap in understanding ourselves a little more. Because from here, we can realize our genuine, authentic self. And from there, we can really begin to move our life in a direction where we want it to go. And so all that does is leave me to say that you have been listening to me, Medium Mike Cavalli, and I wish you peace, joy, love, laughter, and light. And I look forward to your company real soon. Bye-bye for now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.